only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated.
Yes, now tonight on Channel 10 at 9:30, one of our very good friends is on Drunk History. His name is Stephen Curry and he joins us now. Cuzza!
Yeah, baby!
Up and about on a Monday! Woo!
It's the job I was born to do. Let's be frank about that. Drunk History. Have you seen it yet? Have you anyone seen the show?
I was in it.
Ben's done one.
Oh, which one did you do?
Oh, it was about a guy. It was an Italian guy who came over to the cross. I can't remember, mate. We did it so long ago.
And
I was
research.
And hey, mate, we did it a year ago, and I was pissed while I was doing it, so I didn't really know what I was talking about because that's the whole point. But he used to own all the nightclubs and get the street. He opened up all the strip bars in King's Cross.
You don't remember his name?
Oh,
Boxy, I was drunk.
Was it Abe
man.
Saffron?
Abe Saffron, that's his name.
Abe Saffron.
Yeah, you had something to do with rice. You weren't quite sure.
No, he had a good job. He started
actually,
the cross.
Thief, I've got, if you don't mind, Cuzza, we've actually got some audio lying around of Fev's appearance on Drunk History. How much scotch had you had by this point?
Oh, I drank a couple of bottles.
Okay, so here we go. This is Fev's commentary on Drunk History.
He got his strippers, his girls, to go up to all the big dogs and say, hey, do you want to go into this room? We'll have some fun. Ooh, they all say. See how short the drinks have got? She was pouring them to there before.
Oh, my God, it reminds me of the Brownlow that night.
Oh, mate, but I got paid to do both of them. It was great.
You know, it was great, though. You know, because this is about the dismissal, right, about Gough Whitlam's dismissal in the 70s, and I'm playing Gough Whitlam. In the pilot, I was the drunk guy. And did you have that paramedic lady teaching you how to get drunk safely at work?
Mate, the paramedic lady, right, Boxy, she sits there, and they've got to have her on hand just in case you drink too much. And yeah. I said, I can polish off a fair bit of alcohol. I probably don't need the paramedic. And about a bottle of red in and two bottles of scotch, she's like, I probably should slow down. I said, excuse me. I can drink as
excuse me.
I said, excuse me. I can drink as much as I want.
Do you know what? I'm no paramedic, but the moment you're saying, excuse me, I reckon you've had too much.
That's probably fair.
Mate, it was so funny. Ah, good fun. Good show. God.
It's a really good show. James Matheson is the storyteller. This time for the dismissal, and he's done about as much research as I reckon you did, Fev.
I read it over on the plane over. I got a little bit of a brief.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Spoiler alert, this is not a reliable historical document. So any kids out there who've got an assignment due on the dismissal, don't just watch Drunk History and repeat that verbatim because that is a guaranteed fail.
Or rock up and do and present pissed.
Yes, right. Don't do that at school.
Yeah,
no, good point.
That's advice from Fev. Right?
Now, why don't we hang? I know there's plenty to catch up on with Cuzza. He's obviously been at home with the kids. I know we've got school going back today. So we just want to, we'll take a quick break if you're cool with that, Steve, and we'll come back.
No worries. Are you going to play more Hanson?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I hope not.
What about Umba? You haven't got no Umba. 101.9
The Fox.
What a resume this guest has. Oh, yeah. Of course, you know him from The Castle, Wogboy, Secret Life of Us. He's been on so many different shows. He was the King, Graham Kennedy, and that incredible telly movie. He's done it all. Drunk History tonight, 9:30 on 10. You'll see Stephen Curry, who's hanging out with us this morning, Thief.
Now, Cuz, it would be a big day in your house, as it is in mine and Fev's.
My God.
Kids going back to school.
There is something special and sparkly about today. The sun is shining, but it's shining in a sparklier way than I've ever seen it.
But you must be going to miss the boys. I mean, we talked last time, Cuz, mate, about how you were making up games around the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did tell you that, didn't I? Yes. I told you about Snatch Ball, which, just for anyone who wasn't listening, was a game where you've got a ball and someone has to snatch it off you. Well, we graduated. I was a dominant force in that sport, as I told you guys.
Yeah.
In fact, I conquered it. So we moved on to a brand new sport called Where's the Spatula? Right?
How does work?
Well, it's very advanced. Someone has to hide a spatula somewhere in the house, and the others have to find where said spatula is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very advanced stuff. And I thought I was good at snatch ball.
It's pretty much hide and seek without the person.
Pretty much is. It pretty much is. We put a pair of googly eyes on it. We call it Fev.
I wish I was as skinny as a spatula.
Yeah, But I am a bloody, I'm a genius at Where's the Spatula. And I'll give you the hot tip. If my six-year-old's hiding it, it's in his sock drawer.
Every time.
Oh, once it was in the bath. That's it.
How are the kids feeling, mate, going back to school? Are they a bit anxious?
I don't care. I'm happy. honestly, they were a little bit, but now they're just super stoked because they've just, I forget how simple it is to be an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. We bought them new water bottles and they are absolutely over the moon.
All right. That is so cute.
They've got little name tags on them. It's great. It's a great day. And here's to everyone out there in Melbourne who finally gets to handball their kids to someone else today. It's a ripping
The first ball handball I've had in my career, Stephen.
Good stuff. Now, Stephen, because we appreciate your support of our show, I know you said sort of half off the cuff before we went into the ad break, have you got any more Hanson? You know what? You're welcome. We're going to play more Hanson for you right now.
The best. This is unbelievable.
That's your favourite. Catch him on Drunk History Tonight.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. Good stuff. Celebrating 40 years of The Fox. Stephen Curry, Drunk History Tonight, 9:30 on 10.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Fevenbyren without Fifi. She looks after Trix. First day back at school for a lot of kids in Melbourne. A massive day here on The Fox. The phones will be busy. 13 10 60 is the number. So of your daughters, the age groups, which girls
Lenny,
are going back?
Lenny's still in her den, so she doesn't have to go back because she's in year 8.
Right.
But Lulu, so it's prep grade 6, so all primary school kids are back, year 7, and also 11 and 12. And if you're doing a VCE subject in year 10, you go back as well.
Right.
But yeah, last night was tough because we haven't had a uniform for, God, I don't know, since late February. When did they stop? It would have been February, March.
6 months or something.
Yeah, so we had to go find all the uniform, quickly wash it and dry it and do all the ironing and find the school bags with a half-chewed sandwich and the strawberries were still in there with the yogurt.
Should have been taken out.
Well, that's not my job. It's the kid's job.
Someone's job.
Yeah, but they were downstairs, but it was so much anxiety. The poor kid, she just didn't want to go. She was like, I don't want to go. So I think they've planned, she'll be in there now because they started at 8:30, but they planned to meet at one of the girls' house out the front. And they were all going to walk to school together so they didn't have to go without each other.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
Which
is a bit cute.
That's nice.
So hopefully they went well. So I can't wait to pick her up. I'm going to miss her, but I can't wait to pick her up because they're so used to being around their parents. As Fee said, they've been with us for so long and had, you know, getting up and, like, I don't think Lulu got out of her clothes till about lunchtime. So she's doing her morning class in her pajamas.
Yeah.
So it'd be tough for them, but also a few other issues, Byron.
Well, I reckon this is not as important as that issue, but I think we should open the phones on this. Have a think about it. Like, for example, look at your haircut at the moment.
Grouse.
Look at my ridiculous beard at the moment. Really.
Off.
Really struggling. Just thinking, hairdressers, right? You haven't been able to have a professional haircut now since the first week of August. We are looking at hairstyles going into the classrooms today of kids who either A, just have unkept hair that hasn't been touched for 3 months, or even worse, B, a horrible at-home haircut that your mum or dad has done.
Mm.
Now, kids, go easy on other kids at school today who have awful hair.
Don't pick on kids with awful hair. The girls will be okay because it's not like they've got regrowth growing through because they shouldn't have their hair dyed by now anyway because they're a bit young. So they'll just throw
it up.
They'll
have longer hair,
But I reckon most of the boys, there would have been a lot of Tupperware things brought out last night, some tubs.
Oh.
Put it on the hair, do the old-fashioned Karen Favola, Karen Mowat now haircut, where she just used to snip it around.
Oh, the pudding basin.
Yeah, you go to school with the salad bowl haircut.
So, Leon's
at
the
moment.
Don't we try this? Well, that's Leon. I think he thinks that looks good. I think that's deliberate. 131060, call us right now.
That's deliberate.
Give us a call. Now, if you're a parent, be honest. Have you given your kid a shocking haircut? Will they maybe have to wear a hat all day at school so nobody sees their hair? Be honest with us, 131060, or maybe you're heading off, you're a VCE student and you've tried to rock a certain look and it's just not working for you. Give
What's
us a call.
Do?
13. Well, look at you.
What are you talking about?
What
this
do you
is
call
a trend.
It? The skullet.
The skullet.
131060 is the number. Leon looks like a member of the Beatles, but like...
Oh my God, it looks like the salad bowl. He's had a Tupperware bowl haircut.
Disgraceful.
Oh, he looks like that dude on the Sorbonne that used to sit on the toilet.
Okay, that's now just getting hurtful. 131060, give us a call. Oh my God, the phones have actually gone mad. So this is going to be a problem all over Melbourne. Shocking haircuts at school. 131060.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A lot of kids are going back to school as we speak. I think with those scattered drop-offs, some will already be in class.
Yeah, there is a scattered, which is good.
So very anyway, good. One of the things we were thinking, Fief isn't here right now because she's even making sure Trixie gets back for her first day as a single parent. Fair enough, she's going to do that and so she should. But what about this idea? There are kids going to school today who either haven't had their hair cut for 2.5 months because the hairdressers have been shut, barbers have been shut, or worse still, their parents have done their hair for them. We've just got to go easy, Fev, on kids at school today. I would urge other kids at school to just, let's not tease each other about our ridiculous hair.
Yes. Yeah,
so everyone's in the same boat, guys.
Maybe
come
you
on.
Should take a leaf out of your own book. Because you shouldn't bully me about my grouse hair.
Well, you're an adult, and that is a skullet, and that is the worst hair I've ever seen.
That's bullying. Kat, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'm getting
how are
bullied
you?
By Byron. I'm good, but I'm just getting bullied about my hair.
It's not good to bully on the first day back of school, is it?
No, sorry, we'll behave ourselves. I apologise. It's a wonderful look. Have a look at it on our Instagram, by the way, Kat. Fee Byron, and judge for yourself. But what about your
kids?
Yeah, you've given your kid a buzz cut.
So my son, who's in grade 4, he has, like, feral hair, and it grows so quick it covers his face and his ears. So I thought, I'll give him a quick buzz cut, which he wasn't happy about because he knew what happened last time I did a buzz cut on him. And
what did you do last time?
I'm not a hairdresser, so it's just not good. So, yeah, completely, I guess, in eyesore and headspace, I don't know what I did, but he's now got a bald patch on the front of his head.
Oh, it's actually Fev's skullet, except it wasn't deliberate. Wow.
How did he take that?
No, he actually started bawling his eyes out, and I couldn't help but just laugh.
Well, yeah, just laugh. Just say, just deal with it,
let's
bro.
Let's be more supportive.
Yeah, maybe you could just shave it all. Like, did you just go like go bald, Gary Abbott style?
Yeah, they're not allowed to have it that short. So. Oh.
Jeez. Well, fun day.
But yeah, I did a good job on him.
Fun day for him at school.
Poor guy. Please go easy at that school. We won't mention the school, but if you see a guy with a big bald patch at the front of his head, please.
Don't pick on him.
That was his mother. That's not his fault.
Amanda from Knox, good morning.
Hi, Fev. How you going?
Not bad, Mando. Taking your kids. How's your kids' hair looking for school today?
Well, so I've got 3 kids in primary school, but I've got 2 girls. One's 8 and 1 is 6.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8-year-old went to school with blue hair and the 6-year-old went to school with pink hair.
<That's>
and
good.
I said that I would never colour my girls' hair until they were old enough to be able to pay for it. So 2020 has ruined everything.
Yeah, well, that's a good ISO. They'd look cool, I reckon.
Okay, maybe against the school rules, but
lucky they're back. Surely. I don't think there's any rules at school today. Like,
you wouldn't have thought so, would you?
I think they had to have a hat, and I think Boxy said Trixie might be wearing a unicorn hat because she couldn't find the other hat. That's fair enough.
Wow, okay.
That's
a bit
okay.
Cool, but why not? Yeah, go for
okay.
It. I mean, it might be a problem in the actual schoolyard, but again, Danielle, we're saying don't just everyone
matter.
Go easy on each other. Okay, one more.
This year's wiped. Danielle.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. What sort of do's your kids got?
Well, put it this way. We have coined Corona cuts in our house. So my daughter decided that she wanted an undercut.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that's easy enough. Just tie the
easy.
Top up,
yep.
Buzz around the sides.
Yep.
Until I forgot to put the guard on.
Oh,
and
so
gave her a 0.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah, that was one of our cuts. The other one was to my 3-year-old son. He's gone back to kinder, and he had chunks. Or missing all over his head because he just did not want me to cut it at all. And for, I reckon, 2 days straight, he was walking around with chunks of his hair missing from his head. I ended up having to pin him down and shave it.
I used to have an undercut when I was younger, Byron.
Undercuts were a thing, definitely.
Yeah, the undercuts were a thing. Yeah. And I reckon I went bald because it grows back so quick, though.
Yeah.
And the best feeling is when, your daughter would know this, Danielle, when you hop into the shower or you hop into a pool or a bath and you put your head in it and the way it feels on your head, it's like when the girls must wax their legs. Because when I wax, no, seriously.
It's really strange.
Because when I wax my legs, right, when I played footy, you walk into the water and it's a different feeling.
Right. Okay.
Don't think she would have had that feeling, though, because I think I did it that dodgy.
You were that bad, yeah.
Okay.
And sorry, Danielle, if I feel a bit uncomfortable. Fev is currently looking at me while stroking his legs. It's really weird.
Darcy, you'd understand. Like, when you wax your legs.
Why are you bringing Darcy into it?
Because we're paddling. It's nearly 5 more minutes.
No, we don't need to paddle anything.
I can't even think of what you're talking about.
Just forget about it.
So, Byron, when you've got hair on your legs, right, and you wax it, mm. so it'd be the same with it when you shave your head. You hop into the shower and right. the way it feels on your head, right. but if you wax your legs and then you walk into like the ocean or something, okay. it feels like the water's really getting
it
around.
It feels like you've got soap all over your legs.
Yeah. Thanks, Danielle. 101.9
The Fox.
Well, we'll be watching tonight. This is going to be massive. The Block returns tonight at 7:30 on 9. And our next guest, it's the full walkout, guys. Check this out. Harry and Tash, we're talking Harry, he's walking off.
The way I see it, this shelf's got to come back out and we've got to build the scaff.
Well, then I'm going to walk off the block.
We can't.
I won't be delivering a room if I have to pull everything off.
Well, if you can come up with a method of how you get a scaffolding in here to work up there, I don't know, mate.
I've had enough with my phone.
Walking off isn't going to solve anything.
He's had enough. He's gone.
That's all happening tonight. Let's chat with them now. Harry and Tash, our favourite couple, father and daughter on the block. Harry, Tash, how are you?
Good
Harry.
Morning.
How are you,
been on the beers, mate.
Mate. Bit early in the morning, guys.
So much to talk about, guys. We haven't spoken to you for a few weeks. We'll get to tonight's episode in a second, Harry. But also, since we last spoke to you, some of the other, we think this is unfair. You are the Melbourne couple. Yes, lockdown happened on the block and everyone had to go back to their states and their homes. You do live around the corner, Harry, from the block. You've earned yourself the reputation of, as Dirty Harry. Let's hear how Jimmy felt about this at the time.
Harry did indeed spend a lot of time on his layout during shutdown, sneaking back on the block to do a little measuring up.
For him to come on site and be able to measure things and possibly change things to advance himself, I think we were all a bit dirty.
We were dirty on Dirty Harry.
Ooh,
nothing wrong with that.
Dirty. Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Unfair reputation, Harry.
And they didn't call me hero, Harry, when I saved the block from burning down. No.
When did you do that?
What happened?
I didn't hear about that. That was last week when the fire episode. Didn't you see that?
Oh yes, you don't get the kudos when you do something good like that, do you?
No, only look at the negative. Where's the positive? No.
I mean, you may have forgotten that fire because it was the tiniest flame in the whole wide world.
Yeah, that's that point. Very forgettable, Harry.
That's the detail.
Now, you guys won last night. You did a great room. And I watched right at the end and you jumped in the Mustang and you started revving it up when you shouldn't have been revving it up. And I thought to myself, they've only got to drive that about two left turns and a right turn. You didn't get to drive it for long.
We drove it. It had a nice tone too. It was
from the C bars where the block is about 1 minute drive.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we did take a little extra trip and go visit Mum to surprise her.
Show her.
And she did think we won the car forever.
Yeah. No, just borrow it.
I wanted to do some chap laps, but I wasn't allowed to.
Should have done some Church Street laps, mate.
Now, Harry, what's happening tonight? It seems like we've got a bit of a drama ahead of us. Obviously, you don't want to go into too much detail, but you're not doing a walk-off. Is that what's going to happen?
No, that happened this week. I was completely getting hammered by Keith and then by Dan, and they're coming up with all these problems but not giving me any solutions. So I said, you know what, guys? I'm just going to walk off here. just cool my head down and not say the wrong thing. So I just walked off.
So last night they did right at the end, though. They had you open up some of the wall and there was heaps of wires and then all the tradies walked off. What's happened here?
So what happened was our electrician was there actually doing some electrical work, and he put in some protective covering over the wiring where the switchboard was, but Keith said it wasn't safe enough.
And he ordered everyone off.
And he said, right, he did. He ordered everyone off. He did a hissy fit and said, oh, look, fair enough. It's electrical. It needs to be safe. So they all
did
got
you think it was safe?
It became safe. Well, I thought it was safe. But...
Oh, you're dodgy. But you're dodgy, Harry. So, of course you did.
Tash, did you think it was safe, Tash?
I didn't even know about it, to be honest. When I found out about it, I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, we understand. And, you know, and as we have in this whole
theories and all the whole build of the block. Anytime that something's gone wrong, that okay, yeah, we've done wrong. Okay, we'll just own up to it and be like, okay, cool, we'll fix it and we'll move on. We'll learn our lesson and we'll move on.
How much, Tash, do you not know what's going on? How much does your dad do without you knowing?
Oh, look, I'd come back and a few decisions might have been made without, you know, consulting with me. But on the whole, I do tend to know what's going on. He does check in.
Feb, you know what it's like. You have to keep your daughters informed, otherwise they get back at you. So,
mate, I've got no say in anything in my household, mate. So you're doing well to keep things from Tash.
And maybe on our way out, guys, you might have a couple of potential customers here in Fee and Feb. You know, if they are looking for property over the next 6 months, I mean, how would you pitch your house to them? Should they be interested? You know, I'm just for a chance to maybe pitch it. I mean, Feb only lives up the road. He might want to buy it.
Oh, does he, Feb? You can pop over my place, Feb.
Yeah, I'll come around to your place. We'll have a couple of stubbies and
no problem.
Beautiful. Get in the Mustang.
We'll cruise down Church Street.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'll put a year on for you, mate. Have a bit of a feed.
Oh, yum. Chuck the chips in there.
She's a good
They're
salesman.
Boxy's favourites too. She loves them, don't you, Boxy? Yeah.
What?
The Souvlaki.
She
the
little,
oh, yeah. I do love a Souvlaki.
How do you say it in Greek?
Gyros,
that's it.
Gyros.
Oh, Byron didn't get a gig.
That is shocking at pitching our house. He's just offered people to come over to his house.
So,
and the house that we're trying to sell.
Don't worry, we'll buy it and then you can come to our house that you built.
And Natasha, you're going to pitch this or am I going to pitch it?
Oh, I'd love to see how you pitch it.
Yeah, look, It's fantastic. It's got the biggest master bedroom ensuite walk-in wardrobes. It's got so much light with these skylights coming through. You walk into the hallway, into the back part where your main living area is, your main beautiful kitchen, overlooking your side yard. It's got the biggest side yard on the block. It's got plenty of entertaining. You could easily fit 80 to 90 people there. So for you guys, I'm sure you've got plenty of friends. Bring them over for a nice barbecue. Happy to bring my gyros down there and cook you something.
Yeah, put on the spit, Harry.
Put on the spit, no problem at all.
Strong sell. I mean, Fifi, are you buying? House. Fifi, you interested?
I can't afford to buy. Are you kidding? In this climate?
Okay, so Fifi can't buy it. Fev, no?
No, Boxy could buy that house, pick it up and put it on her house. It'd only be half a wing.
Anyway, we'll be watching tonight. It's all happening. Harry and
well
Tash,
done,
proud of your work. Great work on the win last night. And it's The Block returning tonight at 7:30 on 9.
I reckon
9.
Their house is the best, Byron. Do you reckon their house is the best?
I think it'll go for sure. I think the 50s house, just quickly, has taken too many risks and they've narrowed the field too much. Like, it's like that crazy pink bathroom. Don't you think there'd be less buyers interested in that sort of house?
No, they wouldn't buy that in Brighton. I'll give it to you.
Harry and Tash?
Look, one thing with that bathroom is you can always paint the pink.
Bread
Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated. 101.9